Welcome to the podcast. This is Howell and Jamie.
Really sorry that I'm eating once again on a podcast, but I've nearly finished now. So
you've got that real throaty, crispy gurgle at the back of your throat as well. Welcome to the show. Welcome. Have you listened to any of our podcasts recently?
No.
Why not?
Why? What's going on?
I'm just wondering why you haven't. I haven't either. Maybe we know that they're substandard.
I didn't listen to them before.
Will you hurry up and eat them?
Okay. Well,
also, that mic's rubbish. Come over on this one. It's crud. Here he comes. He's moving the speed of a very slow thing today.
I don't really think they are substandard. I mean, I've just not taken a time out, man. I'll tell you why I haven't.
Put your headphones on, then you can hear what noise you're making for everybody.
Yeah.
Come on. There we go.
Oh, God, I do apologise to everybody concerned. But, let me just make my point.
Yeah, what point
is
that?
I lost my eye shuffle.
You've lost your eye shuffle?
I lost my shuffle a while ago.
Yeah,
and
I used to put
my podcast... I used to listen to the shows, the podcasts on my eye shuffle.
Right.
But the problem with my phone is, I use my phone now for music, because I've not bought a new eye shuffle.
Eating crisps and speaking at the same time now.
I don't know. I mean,
what is the problem?
Shut up. Let me finish my crisp and talk simultaneously about my point. Now, the thing is this. I had to convert, because what you can do with the music on iTunes, which I have all the music on, you can convert them into MP3s. So I tried to convert a podcast into an MP3.
Jamie,
daisy.
What the hell? This is the most boring story ever, littered with just abuse and abusive noises.
Anyway.
What?
So.
What's your point?
I converted it into an MP3, but then I couldn't get the podcast onto my phone.
I'd forgotten even what you were saying. You were trying to get the podcast onto your phone, but you can't.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Otherwise, I would have listened to them recently, so...
God, what a story.
Anyway, the point I was making is that it wasn't through embarrassment at the standard of the podcast. I don't really think we have a certain high standard anyway. I think we maintain a certain level, and every now and then it goes a little bit above that, but we have a level, and we're on that level. Let's accept that.
Well, did anyone email us?
No.
No, we asked people to email us, and they didn't. I don't think any...
Have you checked Facebook?
No, I haven't.
No, check Facebook.
Will you check Facebook? Log on there. I'm looking at my new holiday. I've just bought some more flights. I'm going away again.
When?
Get this. I want to take you through this, right? I want to take you through it. Book cheap flights. Free flights is the deal from Ryanair, right? The flights cost nothing. Now, I know that an extra bit of charge is going to be added onto that.
Tax.
Yeah, stuff like that, right? So let me just show you what happened. Right? How much do you think it came to for two of us in the end, considering the flights are a special offer of free? How much?
Bit of a predicament.
Why? Because you weren't listening to my question. Is that the predicament?
No. It's something about there was a flight, wasn't there?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I was picking something out of my tooth.
Jamie.
Okay.
I've just bought two... Look, this is boring now for everyone listening. I've just bought two flights on the internet, right? A return flight to Italy. The special offer is £0.
Wow.
GBP.
Pretty good.
So, considering that there's going to be extra charges added on...
Okay, yeah.
How much do you think it eventually came to?
Well, I'm going to guess with tax, it probably pumps up for about another... £17 tax. Plus a few duty-free, maybe a bag as well. A bag, obviously. You're going to get a bag on
duty-free.
There.
Duty-free? What's that got to do with it?
Yeah, if you want to take duty-free on a plane these days, it costs you £30.
Right.
Unless you put it in your suitcase, which you could do, I suppose, theoretically.
Okay.
How long are you going away for?
Doesn't matter, does it?
Calculating in my head here. I'm going to go for a round.
The flights are £0 each way.
£55.
£55. It came to £80.
Blimey.
Now that is, I believe, based on what you originally see...
That's getting stiffed.
That's a 1,000,000% increase on the advertised price. That cannot be fair. Can it? No.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, that's the what's the extra cost then?
All right,
the tax.
I'll tell you. Four times web check-ins, £20
yeah.
a piece.
What's that about? You pay extra to check in on the web, even though you're doing all the you're saving them paperwork
yeah.
and stuff.
And that's four times those things. Now then, how many bags to check in? If you click no bags, that's no pounds. But
well,
if you want
your
one bag, that is £20. So we're having one bag between us, right?
The girlfriend.
Would you like to be first to board the aircraft? No thanks. So click no or pass it. And then it pops up a little message. Click yes to select priority booking. No to deselect priority booking.
Tell them
right,
to
no.
F it.
And then purchase travel insurance. Please select country of residence.
You can get travel insurance separate.
Exactly. I don't want travel insurance.
No.
But in the drop-down menu, which says, please select country of residence, right? It lists all the countries in alphabetical order. Now, next to N, just after Lithuania, next to N, is no travel insurance required. So you'd have to find
that
and click on that.
That is work of the devil.
Then you've selected all of that. You enter in your details. And to book with a Visa, it costs £5 per person per flight. So the entire cost is then £80.
Excuse
me one second.
What a bunch
Hello?
Of charlatans, fraudsters.
Oh, thank God for that. Oh, I'm just recording
idiots,
podcast, but we're doing it in studio.
Chumparamas, lemons, plums, complete scoundrels of the world, venomous, vile creatures of the undergrowth, creating this horrendous way to swindle people out of more of their travelling money. The vicious, sniper-faced frog spawn of the gutter. These are what these people are. Oh, I would like to whip them with a large whip, and it would have a number of spikes on the end of it, and it would really hurt their skin, probably rip a bit off. I wouldn't take any pleasure in it. I would do it for the good of people. Anyway, everybody, I'd like to apologise for Howell's behaviour right now because we're doing a podcast. And yes, Howell is on the phone on the podcast. If that isn't the work of a truly incompetent individual with a bulbous forehead, I don't know what is. So I do apologise for that. I would never do that. I may eat crisps. Yes, I have my faults. I ain't perfect. I might eat crisps and chomp away. And I may talk slowly and boringly about stories such as putting a podcast on my phone. But I would never, ever, ever, ever would I. No, I would not use the phone.
Thanks,
in such
Jamie.
A situation.
They're excellent. Well done.
Yeah, you were recording them, weren't you? I was just worried that I was going to be talking to no one. And,
no, that was good.
So
well, another £20 for the Visa.
I don't feel sorry anymore because you realise how stupidly rude you've just been to everybody listening out there with your
look. We're recording this in
your
Studio
behaviour
One while the show is going out.
Heinous
and a producer rings me up. I need to check. I'm panicking.
Right? Heinous.
You know who we could speak to about this?
Who?
Ross, the man who plays David the Farmer, Sheridan,
Listen,
and Norman. Because he does the voice for the Jet 2 adverts.
I don't want to get him on
Jet
just yet.
That I'm on,
because I get it in the neck of both Hannah and Peter if I do not go to them at some point. Let's go to Hannah and Peter first.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Don't act like that either.
What?
Like they're a chore.
I'm not.
They're very nice people, and they're still part of our world. Otherwise,
I get
abusive texts off them saying.
There's nothing to do with that.
You know,
I wasn't ready.
Just because they got sacked from a station in Seattle.
Yeah, that's true.
Which obviously is. It really happened, that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hannah J.
Hello.
Loving Good.
Hello.
Hello.
There she is. Wow.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Great stuff. Sorry to hear about getting sacked from Radio
from
Seattle.
That was a tragedy.
It's all in the past.
Yeah. But you can understand in some ways why they got rid of you. I'd heard some of that show, so.
What do you mean by that, Jamie?
Well, the standard, you know. I like to think that me and Howell here, we set a standard. You don't meet it, do you, really? That show was average.
Would you feel bad if I told you that I had to go into AA after that chat? You feel bad now, don't you?
Oh, that's awful news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Peter.
It was
that
Peter's
was the
fault.
Problem. Yeah.
I know it was Peter's fault.
Well, there you go.
But at the same time, you were quite unprofessional as well.
What have you been up to anyway? What's happening in Hannah J. Lovingood's town?
Currently I am basically living in a house with my two older sisters who basically locked me in the house, and I can't go out.
Wow, what are your sisters called?
Jemima and Davina.
And Davina. Oh.
Davina?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. That's interesting. We have a lot of imprisonment on this podcast, don't we?
Yeah, we've got another guy, you've probably heard of him, called Sheridan.
Yes.
And he's also been imprisoned in a house as well. I mean, this is an ongoing
it's not good.
Issue. Why didn't you just go out? I mean, are they imprisoning you in there because of your alcoholicness?
Yes, basically, yes.
All right, so it's more of a, it's trying to help you in a way, isn't it?
And they make me do chores, and I don't have a bed. I have to sleep in front of a fire. I've taken to talking to small animals that come and visit me through windows. Basically, I'm dressed in rags.
Oh dear. These are bad times.
It's bad times. Yeah. But hopefully one day my Prince Charming will come along.
Don't bank on it. We were just wondering. We've been talking here about how I got stiffed on some flights. Have you ever been stiffed on buying some flights on the internet? Hannah?
You guys, is your stiffed the same sort of thing that our stiffed is? Because
no, it's not. It means you're getting there, screwed. I mean, you're getting...
That's not helping. You're getting...
fleeced.
You're being conned.
You're being conned, yeah, money-wise.
Yeah, swindled.
Have I ever been swindled?
Yes.
By flights? Sometimes they won't let me go into, you know, when you're in business, sometimes they don't give the free champagne, and that makes me feel, as you English would say, stiffed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you're allowed on flights. I can imagine you're the sort of person who gets drunk on a flight, starts kicking off, bit REM style.
Jamie, when someone goes through AA, the rule is, why do you keep bringing up this alcohol? It's making me really, really want to drink. I'm regretting speaking to you right now. Oh. Can we change to something?
Okay.
Why does it have to be about a drink all the time?
Why don't we see, because we haven't got long, why don't we see if we can get Peter McBride on and see how relations are between the two of you. Bear with me.
When was the last time you two spoke?
Hang on a minute.
Right, yeah, hold on there. Actually.
Can't ask her while I'm dialing because no one will hear. So, okay.
Oh, windy pops then.
When was the last time you spoke to Peter McBride?
Well, pretty... Is he there?
No, we're just ringing him.
Last time, Peter was supposed to help me get married to a certain person in England, and basically, I got, as you would say, stiffed.
Yes.
And I traveled the whole of the UK to find him. And basically, I've aged, boys, in about 30 years my age.
Oh, well, he won't answer his phone either, so...
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we get the other person
Let's get Farmer Dave on then, and maybe you can still make something happen there, eh? Would you still? I mean, you probably take what you can get, eh?
Did you just burp?
Is that a belch?
Yeah.
You're nervous about speaking to Farmer Dave? Hannah, you've gone very quiet.
What?
Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
Are you nervous about talking to Farmer Dave?
Hiya, Farmer Dave.
Well,
we got one out of three this week. Never mind.
So what have you guys been up to?
Oh, not a lot.
Well, last week we spoke to our adventurer friend, Paul Rose. He would have liked him. He's like an older man, but he's extremely, you know, ladies like him.
Oh, lovely. Is he, what does he look like?
Silver
Fox. Who does he look like famous, though? Other than himself, because he's famous. There must be someone.
A fox?
He looks a little bit like, you know, he looks a little bit like a smaller version of, you know, Hannibal at the A-Team.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I fancied him rotten when I was a child.
Oh, well, imagine him as an adventurer. Yes. And smaller, about 5 inches smaller, I reckon. But, yeah, he's a really nice guy, actually. Really nice guy. Hopefully we're gonna meet him again soon on his boat in the Lake District.
Face-to-face?
Yeah, we've got, like, a proper... You are.
This is exciting stuff.
It is, because he actually does want to sort of genuinely do some have some fun times with us and you know.
How old is this guy?
Six. Oh, I don't know. Is he
like 58 or something?
58, yeah.
Something it works in your favor that you both look like 14 years of age.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie does a bit more today.
I'm questioning his intentions right now.
Oh, Paul's completely genuine in his intentions. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Maybe that's legal in the state that you were born in, but I don't know.
No, sir, it definitely wasn't.
Okay, well...
Especially the stuff we were doing.
Oh, come on. Don't make me edit this.
Right. Oh, dear.
Hold it together. The week before that, we spoke to Dave Spikey. Have you heard of Dave Spikey? He's a comedian.
Obviously not a very good one. If you'd have said Steve Martin, you know, Chris Rock, you know.
Yeah, well.
John Travolta's
not a comedian.
Well, I'm saying names here as examples.
Yeah, well, over here, Dave Spikey's one of the top comedians. You should
is he?
Yeah, he's...
Tell me one of his jokes.
Ooh.
Nah, not funny.
Sounded a bit
like... He sounds hilarious.
He is very funny.
He
okay.
is funny, yeah, he is.
Don't have a go at somebody you don't even know, all right?
Well, I have to vent my frustration and anger somehow. Now I've given up the fags and the booze.
Well... I have to vent my frustration today at the BNP being elected.
Yeah, have you been witnessing the horrendous election situation, Hannah, in this country?
In England?
Mm.
I don't follow it because, quite frankly, it confuses me. Your prime minister looks like a frog, a bulbous frog, and you have an advert out at the moment saying, "Do you look like a bloated frog?" And I'm thinking, what's going on with this country? You all look like frogs. You're taking tablets to not make you look like the frogs. Now there's even there's an advert out where you guys are for anti-chafing.
What?
Did you know this?
Yeah, I've heard of this.
Anti-chafing. And oh, people rubbing their legs away. And I'm just thinking, listen, either change your pants or stop eating. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
That's certainly an issue.
I have experienced eating, actually.
Oh, bear with me.
It's probably a very good idea.
Oh, wait, we might have somebody joining you in a minute, Hannah, so...
Jesus, that's loud.
Sorry.
Is it? Oh. You'll be all right. Is this going to be Farmer Dave?
No.
David!
There we go.
Don't worry, listeners, I'm back.
David, I've got something to ask you.
Go on.
Oh, by the way,
What happened to the... what happened to you marrying Hannah J. Lovingood? What happened with that?
I haven't seen her in weeks.
Why?
I don't want to say. Is it being recorded?
Of course it is.
Is that her? I just heard laugh.
No, it was me.
Just continue what you were saying.
She didn't want to partake in something, and the last time I saw her, she was walking across one of the fields with her pants down, feeling slightly drowsy like she'd been drugged. It was nothing to do with me.
Why, Dave? I thought you were... You know, you started off, Farmer Dave, as being more of the normal, the sensible, reasonable one out of the three characters Ross does.
Yeah.
And you've gone more and more depraved.
With nothing to do with me. Ask Norman about it.
Well, you ask Hannah about it. She's here. Talk to her.
Have a chat with her.
Are you all right? Did you go to hospital?
Dave, I can't even remember if I have even met you. Whoever found me said that I'd taken some crazy stuff, and I basically lost 6 months of my life. I'm weirded out. I haven't spoken to these guys. I don't know when. I've lost the ability to talk. I've had to relearn myself to be able to speak. Do you know how that feels, Dave?
No.
Exactly. I do. And it's hard. It's real hard. When you're a kid, obviously, it's easy. You have mama, dad, or whatever you say. But people just expect you to come out with full-blown sentences after a drug episode. Crazy. What the hell did you give me?
It was nothing to do with me. You're quite lucky to... How long have you lost of your life?
6 months.
6 months. You're quite lucky with only 6 months. When I saw you, you're going to lose a lot more than that. You know, you'd lost 3 pints of blood. And,
That's enough.
Come on, you guys.
I don't even know what that is.
And I don't know either.
You know, the only reason why they knew that you'd mess with me is because you branded my ass. You branded it with the same brand you dipped your cattle.
No, I was sheep dipping, and you came in and you wanted to dip something else. I said, Anna.
What the hell is sheep dipping? What is wrong with you people?
Oh, God.
Just sheep dipping. Leave the sheep alone. Back away from the sheep. Back away from the branding.
But you want to back away from the
branding. I've got that for the rest of my life.
Anna, you want to back away from the brandy. Not branding. You were wrecked.
We've made a pact not to talk about the alcohol.
You were proper wrecked. You kept saying, go on, put it. I kept going, no, Anna. That's wrong. It's for sheep. It's not for you.
That's enough.
Come on, all right?
This is a family podcast.
Please remember that this podcast is listened to by kids as young as 11.
Well, they're getting an education.
No, it's too
because
soon.
I tell you what, my dad just threw a book into my room and said, "You better read that."
Well, what was it?
Well, I tell you what.
Could you not remember, kids? That wasn't true.
It was illustrations. It was illustrations.
Kama Sutra.
It was not the Kama Sutra. It was illustrations of genitalia.
If your dad gave you that, you wanna report him. He sounds like he's been spending too much time with Norman.
Norman who?
Norman, my friend Norman.
That's great, guys.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for joining us this week. We'll say goodbye now.
Oh man.
Well, hey boys.
What?
What's been going down with you lot?
What's been going down with you lot?
Bye. Get the picture, loser.
You're up, Anna.
Dude,
he's going too far.
We're going to have to probably edit out this entire conversation now. I hope you're proud of yourselves.
No, I'm not. What have you two been doing this week? Anyway, you naughty boys.
Not much.
Have you been interviewing anyone?
Not this week.
You want to
That's
interview?
A lie. They interviewed a Pete or someone, but they just can't be bothered to tell you because they want you to go.
Peter who?
Peter, get off the phone. Peter, put the phone down. Peter
Baldwin out of Coronation Street.
No.
Peter Pan.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Hannah.
Bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye bye.
Oh,
so exhausting. So anyway, the BNP then.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Well, if this goes down in history, if aliens listen to this, you know, on another planet in years to come, if Britain was ever taken over by fascists, this is how it began. Is that people started to vote for the BNP because they thought that their views on you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's an economic crisis. People feel like the world's against them. They're losing their jobs, all of this. The first people to get it in that situation is ethnic minorities. They're stealing our jobs is the thing that they shout. And the BNP seem to then talk sense to those people, so they vote for them. But they don't realise, they don't join the dots between Their grandparents fighting against the Nazis in the war, they don't join the dots between that and a party which bases a lot of its beliefs in Nazi values.
Well, what I think a lot annoys me a lot is that I've heard a lot of people say that the reason they vote BNP is because they're just disillusioned with politics.
They're sticking it to the main parties.
Yeah, so it's not like they actually agree with the BNP. It's just that they're saying, oh, well, we'll show you by voting for this minority party.
I disagree with that. I don't think that's why they're doing that.
You know, that's an excuse.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense because there's plenty, you know, why you'd go for the Greens or UKIP or something.
Well,
why
UKIP would you did go, quite well, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. They came second, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like Conservatives, UKIP and Labour.
It is really, it's not good.
Not good at all.
900,000 people out there voted BNP. 900,000. That's a lot of people.
The problem is, if you put a leaflet through somebody's door saying, do you think politicians are paid too much? It's easy for extremists to make sense. It's easy to people who are susceptible to, you know, Islamic fundamentalism to believe the cries of the West is evil, we need to take them down. You know, any simple message is easy to understand. Mm. And so you get a leaflet through the door saying, do you think there's too many people stealing our jobs? Do you think MPs are scum because they're stealing our money? If yes, then vote for the BNP.
Yeah, yeah. And they just hook on to an idea, a slogan.
But that is,
stays with them.
That's how extremists become in power. That's how people like the Nazis get.
I think that I don't think that's gonna happen because I don't think that we live in an age where, especially in this country, where that would develop to that point. You know, I think you can see where that is the worrying thing about this sort of the growth in that party.
And maybe the flip side of it will be that people will...
Or maybe it'll push people to get out and vote, you know.
That's exactly. It'll mobilise people like us, I suppose.
I know the main... for me, I was motivated quite highly to vote this time because I was desperately trying to stop the BNP getting in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would have voted anyway. But you still sort of like... It does push you a bit harder because you think, you've got to make it count, haven't you?
Yeah.
Also, there was this girl, a friend of ours, who was constantly blooming texting and emailing and saying, oh, make sure you vote and make sure you don't vote for them. Yeah. It's like we're a bunch of stupids. I know I'm not going to vote for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it got on my nerves a bit. Anyway, I'm not going to have a go at her.
Good on her. She's good
nice.
On her for
yeah, no,
it.
No, she's a nice girl and, you know, it's just, you know, you don't need to tell me.
Got to take the message out there. Mm. Well, it's dangerous. If anybody doesn't understand what it's all about, just search in Google for the truth about the BNP, and you'll find hundreds of pages, I'm sure. Hundreds.
Yeah, check on it. And, you know, maybe some people who listen to this actually voted BNP.
You never know.
If so, have a word with yourself.
Well, just have a look. If it makes sense to you, I understand. If all people get is two leaflets through the door,
we don't,
and one seems like a better option, then they'll go for it.
Yeah, you know, it's a simple message that does hit home.
Why
easiest,
have you just sprung
it?
Into action then?
Have a look in the Howell and Jamie
Facebook.
Yeah, just see if we have any questions asked. We didn't really.
I don't think anybody listens anymore.
Oi, teachers, leave those kids alone. Don't know why this is coming to my head. Just something it hit me hard. Okay, what we got here? What date is it? Okay, let's give a few shout outs for people here. Don't know if we did these. But yeah. I've done these. Can I give a shout out to Beth, Becky, Jake B, Demi, Teresa, Charlotte, Louis K, Vicky, and everyone else at Blue Coat. That's from Amber.
Let me see.
Have you seen that? Yeah.
May 15th.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
But you take what you can get. Amber again.
So no, nobody listens to
she wants
this.
Some Alicia Dixon. We can't play anything on the podcast. But thank you.
No one listens to this podcast anymore.
Oh, Howell. Don't start depressing me, okay? Jesus. All right, they do listen. They just don't text or email. I mean, email is a great deal.
No one listens anymore.
Oh, shut up.
Right. Roger, a newsreader, has just come in. Hello, dear.
Oh, we've got another one here.
What?
This is Vicky Kelly. She's on the 28th of May.
Do you listen to our podcast, Roger?
Sorry, what?
Do you listen to our podcast?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, exactly.
See, these people who are on here, they're asking for songs, but they must be listening to the show and not listening to the...
Well, exactly, you idiot.
Oh.
They're not listening to the podcast.
Oh, Howell. Don't depress me, all right?
If anyone, any one person is still listening to this podcast...
Ah, so I see what you're doing in reverse psychology.
It's not reverse psychology, it's genuine.
Kind of.
If any one person is listening to this anymore, send us an email. Just tell us that you're there. This is like an SOS. We're in the middle of the ocean, and we're sending out an SOS. Can anyone hear us anymore? Because we're going to carry on. But well, by
we're
God...
We're carrying on regardless.
By God, we need some...
But no,
kind
I mean,
of signal. Send up a flare. Send us a question. Send us a comment. Agree with us. Disagree with us. Ask us to dance the tango. Whatever you want
no,
to do.
I won't do that. But Howell's point is valid. Let's just give us an email and just let us know. Now, here's an email address. Let's get your pens out, buddy. Get your pens out.
Oh.
Pens. Okay, so this is your first email address to remember if you would like to send just a message to us that we will mention on the podcast. This is for the podcast. In fact, you could write on it your podcast question. Or mention, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Howell? Is it Howell Evans?
You don't even know their name. There's a number. Howell, H-Y-W-E-L.
Yep.
Howell, H-Y-W-E-L, at kerangradio.co.uk or howell.evans at rockfm.co.uk or howell.evans at key103.co.uk. They can email us from the websites. It's easy to email.
No,
just no one's listening.
Howell, people have got the pens out. Let's finish up here. Lastly, Jamie. So Jamie at kerangradio.co.uk. If you're wondering why it's Kerang, well, we also do a show on Kerang as well. So that's the reason. So get those numbers, get those email addresses down, write them down now, yes, and send us some messaging.
We'd love
to discuss them. Because, you know, Howell's really down at the moment. Who knows what he'll do next week on the pod? He might do a...
What did
he do? Edit that.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
A little, thing in a cupboard. He did a... he tied himself up with a belt. Anyway, we'll edit that out.
Just cut the name out and keep the rest of it, yeah? Keep the name out.
Okay.
That's horrendous.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right, though.
It'd be funny if Howell did it.
No, it wouldn't.
Wouldn't it be awful?
Oh, God.
Howell hasn't even got a belt. Oh, actually, he has. But anyway, so please get in touch and let's have some fun together.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Oh, man, we've done worse. Shut up.
You think we have?
Yes.
Ah! Bye.
Goodbye. See you next week, everybody.